This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
Ken Leger is the Cotton Extension Specialist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.
And I remember the first time I saw a commercial field of Roundup Ready cotton. And I was brought out, and this grower was a great advocate for cotton, but his fields were in tough shape. So it wasn't uncommon to see a lot of weeds. And so when I was brought to the field, I remember asking whoever I was with, well, when did this guy go no-till? And they were like, no, this is not no-till. What I thought was wheat stubble were carcasses of pigweed plants. And I remember that moment of thinking, this is going to be huge. This is going to change the way we farm cotton. And of course, it did in a lot of different ways, right, with resistance buildup. So when I look back at those things, those were the really exciting moments. And probably the most recent aha moment I had was when we had reniform nematode resistant varieties. And that was such another jaw-dropping moment where one gene and without the gene, the huge difference in growth and yield potential from one gene. And it's another one of those moments in my career where I just stood there with my mouth open saying, this is going to be huge.
Texas cotton specialist Ken Leger. This is Growing Cotton.